Dreamscape presents Muggsy, My Life from a Kid in the Projects to the Godfather of Small Ball by Tyrone Muggsy Bogues and Jacob Udy. Narrated by Carrie Height. Forward. My dad played with Muggsy and Charlotte, and my brother Seth and I got to tag along, be in the locker room, and see all of his teammates before and after practice and games. I think there's actually a video of him doing the airplane thing, where he's flying me around the locker room. I was probably around 5 or 6, but I'm not exactly sure. We grew up with their family. Muggsy's son, Ty, and daughter, Brittany. She and I were in the same kindergarten class at school. It's now called Charlotte Prep. Brittany was actually my first crush. Muggs and my dad would come and pick us up from school. It's cool to think how they played on the Hornets together and the whole deal. Every game was amazing. My brother and I didn't get to go to games on school nights. That was the rule. But Fridays and Saturdays were something we looked forward to all week. Part of that was because of the family section in the arena. There was a family room, which was probably as much fun as the actual games. All the kids just hung out. We could come out and watch the game if we wanted to, but sometimes we'd just stay in the back and see everyone later in the tunnel in the locker room. I remember how electric the city was back then for sure. I loved watching Muggsy play because it was all about the determination and the grit. It's probably been said over and over again, but anybody that can be 5'3" and hang with that level of talent, that's all heart. I gravitated toward that. When you're a kid, you're like, all right, 5'3". How much longer until I'm 5'3", and then maybe I can play in the NBA? I was always keeping tabs on that. From an eye test, we were just always in amazement, because we'd see these broad, giant guys, and then we'd see Muggs running around, stealing the ball, and running as fast as he could down the court, setting guys up. It was just fun to watch, but I also couldn't believe I was watching it. Our families were very close. Where we were in Charlotte, we'd go over to their house, and they'd come over to ours. We lived in 2 different neighborhoods, but there was always an obvious connection because our dads had the same schedules and were in the same profession. We all enjoyed the time we got to hang out. Even to this day, my brother and Ty are extremely close. It's pretty cool how long it's lasted. When we'd go to Hornets practices as kids, Muggsy would entertain us. We'd play one-on-one. He'd push me around a
sample complete. Ready to continue?